Blog Talk Radio.
And blessings, and welcome to Step to the Mic on Flavor News Radio. This is an open mic. This is open to all genres of musical talents, to poetry and spoken word, comedy, storytelling, but it is with a topic. And the one thing that I do really, really stress and ask out of anybody that participates on Step to the Mic, just keep the cursing down. No bashing of any groups of people, no objectification of any gender, just kind of keep it kind of clean. I just really, really stress this stress that point on this particular show. But otherwise, it is open to anybody who has something they want to share and step to the mic. Tonight's topic is passion. Week before, I always allow somebody who has stepped to the mic that night to help me pick out what the topic of the show is going to be for the following week. And then I put it out there so people can work on their pieces. And again, tonight is passion. You know what? I'm going to open up. I try to play tracks until we get that first caller to call in and the first person to raise their hand that they want to step to the mic. I try to stay along the topic of what has been picked. But I'm going to kind of challenge you, and I'm going to play a jazz artist. His name is T-Soak out of the Pacific Northwest, and this particular piece is called Center of My Joy. This is his passion.
Thank you.
All right, that was T-Soak out of the Pacific Northwest with his piece called Center of My Joy. Now, again, tonight's topic on Step to the Mic is passion. And I believe that passion can be defined in so many, many ways. And I think that I'm just going to try to see if I can help identify ways that people express their passion or how they think and feel. I want to take you out of North Carolina and play a piece by my dear friends, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. This piece is called I Cry. Let me tell you, or let you tell me, do you think this is passion? I Cry by Quiet Storm.
I cry because it has been 24 years since my sister last breathed life. I know she is with the Father who art in heaven, but I hear my inner voice cry out, why did you have to leave me? I miss you always, Shortcake. I cry as I travel from point A on my way to point B. I see what looks to be an elderly woman with badly swollen ankles, invisible soles on her past beat-up shoes, and teeth that look like she brushed them with charcoal while sitting under a bridge of homelessness. I cry when I see a child wearing clothes three sizes too small, cheeks sunken in from lack of nourishment, and a face so battered, so bruised, it looks as if he just escaped the Holocaust. I cry because in this land of excess and government waste, there are far too many seniors that have to choose between buying necessary medication or buying necessary food to sustain life. I cry and shake my head in anger and disgust because no matter how many times she filed charges, obtained restraining orders, and moved away from him, he kept finding her. And sadly, this time he declared, if I can't have you, then no one can. Now, both are no longer among the living. I cry and ache inside because there are war veterans, especially those that suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome, that still to this day don't have a permanent home address. I surely cry and go to that what the hell state of mind when some bump your gums try to say that any rape victim brought it upon themselves because of their outer dress. You see, there is a jacked up bizarre world mindset when the victims become the perpetrators. I get pissed to no end because still in 2009, I am the continual object of racial profiling as I walk from my home to the neighborhood convenience store with a pocket full of green, silver, and copper. My spiritual stomach churns as I see so-called ministers of God living in gluttony, pockets overweight with the money that should be going to the church and benefiting all of God's people. Instead, we have members of congregations struggling to meet their basic needs, and preachers looking to buy that second beamer. Sexual perversion among church leaders is as rampant as getting a whiff of pepper just before sneezing. I cry because our world is in tremendous pain and in need of healing. This is an expression of thought by one called Quiet Storm or Spoken Word, and this is why I cry.
All right, that was my dear friend Quiet Storm of Spoken Word out of North Carolina. You might say, Flavor, why'd you choose that piece when your topic is passion? Let me tell you something about Quiet Storm. He is so passionate about, you know, opening the eyes to people, to see about, to see and understand, you know, relationships. He is an advocate and an activist against any form of violence, domestic violence, you know, violence of, you know, towards our children, to our young people, to women, to men. Just He is so passionate about it that you can feel it when he performs his words, his pieces. And so, anyway, in my opinion, that's just another form of passion. So, again, tonight is Step to the Mic on Flavor News Radio. Tonight's topic is passion. If anybody is wanting to call in and step to the mic, please feel free to call in to 347-857-1189 and hit the 1 to let me know that you are ready to step to the mic. Otherwise, I'm just going to scroll through my list, of course, supporting underground independent artists, and see what I can come up with that might be close to what we could consider passion. Now I'm going to take you down to Oakland, California, and play a piece by another spoken word artist. His name is Kari Ture, and this one is called Can We Cuddle?
Hey, baby, what you doing tonight? I wanted to know if you wanted to come over and chill. Maybe we could watch a movie or something. You know, Love Jones. How's that sound? Yeah. Baby, you and I have been dating for a while now, and the warmth of your smile has slowly melted away the ice-cold barriers that once surrounded my heart. And I never thought I would fall in love again, but I often find myself missing you when we're apart. So I want to invite you to come over tonight. Maybe we can have a movie marathon. You don't have to wear a thong, you can keep your clothes on. I'm not interested in having a sex marathon. Tonight, I want us to caress without getting undressed. Yeah, I enjoy sex, but I don't view you as a sexual conquest. I want us to take our time and build a relationship based on trust, not sex or lust. Because I'm slowly coming to believe that you are my soulmate. And woman, anything worth having in life is worth the wait. See, I'm a man who understands the importance of patience. And I know you're tired of dealing with men who act like mentally ill patients. Tired of dealing with men who take you on a cheap date, then act like an ape when you refuse to lay in between their sheets and fornicate. Woman, I'm here to let you know that you're worth the wait. And my last relationship taught me an important lesson. A beautiful relationship takes time to bloom. Which is why I don't want us to rush into having sex too soon. Because the seeds of a successful marriage have to be sown into my room. So it can blossom outside of the bedroom. So beautiful lady, will you accept my invite? Can we cuddle tonight? Let's lay on my sofa with our clothes on. We don't have to get naked to build a bond. We can watch The Best Man and afterwards hold hands while listening to our favorite love song. And right now, our friendship is purely platonic. Although I won't deny that there's a physical attraction. But I don't want sex to become a distraction, because with you, I'm seeking so much more than a few nights of sexual satisfaction. Honestly, I'd rather have you as a friend for a lifetime than risk losing our friendship after a one-night stand. Because in you, I see a friend for life, a future wife, and I'm hopeful that I'm the right man to wear your wedding band. See, and I'm not trying to rush into sex, and lust might get in the way if we both get undressed. So let's just cuddle tonight, because honestly, I get more pleasure from when you just lay your head on my chest. So beautiful lady, can we cuddle tonight? Snuggle in front of the fireplace. You can come over, we'll lay on my sofa, and we'll watch your favorite Tyler Perry movie while we embrace. And there's nothing wrong with having someone to hold when nights get cold. And I like the way we prepare meals together. And I like the way our friendship feeds each other's soul. And I'm not trying to rush into sex. And I don't want our relationship to end the way it did with my ex. And I don't want our future marriage to lead to divorce. So woman, let's take it slow and become best friends before we begin to have sexual intercourse. And someone recently asked me if I could see myself getting married and sleeping with the same woman for the rest of my life. And I replied that without my soulmate, I would suffer from a lifetime of sleepless nights if I didn't cuddle next to my wife. So let's cuddle tonight. And I'm not trying to one-night you, I'm trying to wipe you. Plus my mama likes you. Maybe we can watch Love and Basketball. I know that's one of your favorite DVDs. Or we can watch Friday and Coming to America and enjoy a romantic night of comedy. I'll do whatever it takes to show I'm not trying to hurt you. Woman, I'll even watch The Color Purple. But if you look like Celia, I might have to pass on cuddling tonight and tell you I have a curfew. You know I'm just being silly. But I really want to become your best friend, and I want to prove that I'm not like those other men. woman, will you accept my advice? Will you come over to my place and cuddle tonight? Yeah, let's cuddle, baby.
All right, that was Kari Teray out of Oakland, California, with his piece, Can We Cuddle? So would you consider that appropriate for the topic of passion? You never know. Let me know your thoughts. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take you down to Florida and play my girl Matte. And this particular piece is called You Make Me Feel Like Dancing.
Thank you.
All right, that was my girl Mette down in Florida. Sometimes she's up in Chicago. She lives between the two states. But anyway, I want to welcome everybody to Step to the Mic. Tonight's topic is passion. Now, how you define passion, I'm coming to really realize you put out a word, you put out a topic, it can mean so many different things to a variety of people. So this is kind of an open, what is your definition of passion? If you'd like to step to the mic, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, you know how I'm going to do it. I'm just going to randomly pick some tracks, kind of hope that it might be a definition in a sense of what the topic is. So I'm going to really flip the script here, and I'm going to take you down to Houston, Texas, and play an artist that goes by the name of Infamous B, and this is called Getting Money.
I'm getting money because money is on my mind. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. You can tell by the way I'm dressed that my swagger just right. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. You can tell by the way I'm dressed that my swagger just right. I went from rags to riches, from old school to Bentley to rose gold, nice clothes, wardrobe is ridiculous. My swagger's addicted since I'm the center of attention. My neck, where I wrist, where I dress, so funerally. So you see, I'm so content since my bankroll is legit. Everything I attempt to own is 100%. I'm in position, I'm looking good. Your camera should snap quick. So it's a must that I keep it hood cause I feel that I'm hood rich. In the style, don't need any comments. So respect as I take a bow, cause I bow like convicts. So you see that my confidence don't answer to nonsense. Only time for speaking self, if a meal is the settlement. So you see that I'm worth a meal once you picture my residence. My cars and my jerry game, so there is my evidence. I'm surrounded with plenty cash like I work with the president. I'm familiar with upper class and my swag is the topic. I'm getting it, I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. You can tell by the way I'm dressed that my swagger just right. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. You can tell by the way I'm dressed that my swagger just right. Yeah, it's the kid that wanted doing it big. Don't forget about the shit that this wiggin' represents. Rose gold with my jewel show, wardrobe is so pro. Neck where I wrist, where I sell the same diamond toes. Maybe I should strike a pose, say that what a light glow. The same as my diamond stone that outshines the jewelry store. With a 6 foot carat chain, slap out every diamond name. My piece is so unique, once the colors exchange. I don't stand for no other name, my style is the one to blame. But now since I stay fresh when I'm doing my thing, I put the sticks in the infant leg, cruising down the fast as I float in the bed, as I caress on the wood grain. So unique, so it's sweeter than Mary Jane. Big expression you see when I'm approached by the street. Let it cease like the priest, but my jewelry game is a beast. I'm getting it, I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. You can tell by the way I'm dressed that my swagger just right. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. I'm getting money cause money is on my mind. You can tell by the way I'm dressed that my swagger just right. I'm from broke to upper class, my cash is built to last. The image you seen of me is a reason to get the bread. Everything this fella has, the diamonds, my jewelry flash. The looks of a nigga swag can show what you never had. The millions I plan to snag is converted within my past. The appearance you seen of me, you might wanna do the math. I'm dictating you suckers cash, respect what you never had. I'm familiar with money asses, my status in Gucci bag. Money is on my mind. You can tell by the way I'm dressed that my swagger just right.
that was getting money by Infamous B out of Houston, Texas. So would you consider that passion? You never know. Somebody might say, you know, getting money is their passion. You never, never know. So anyway, doesn't anybody want to raise their hand and step to the mic? I don't really want to be the first person. I know when I used to have my open mics at Flavor Coffee House, you know, sometimes it took a minute for somebody to get up there. But the beautiful thing is having a great host that's also an artist and, you know, be able to do those pieces until that first person really, really wants to raise their hand. But I want to welcome everybody who's hanging out in the chat room, Deborah, Renee, and Steve and Jerome Ferguson. Thank you so much for hanging out in the chat room. I want to thank those that are hanging out in the wings and just kind of being incognito, and I want to thank those that are hanging out on the phone. I'm hoping somebody's going to raise their hand and want to step to the mic, but you know what? Let me just go ahead and do it. I was attempting to write this piece a little bit back. I did read a little bit of it last week on Step to the Mic. I don't know if I would consider this a finished piece, but I'm going to go ahead and read it, and you let me know what you think. I went ahead and titled it Flavor's Coffee. He said, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Dark and rich with just the right amount of creamy crema to savor as melodic jazzy sounds are heard in the distance. Visions of what could have been, or is it what could be, as I, without a thought, grind the beans to a perfect texture. Swirling in the flavor of my own thoughts, I remember experiencing you. A flow of perfection, tones piercing my soul, words that spoiled my heart, and then I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Temperatures reaching the right degree, coming to a halt as I turn off the valve, pouring the beautiful liquids into a vessel perfect for your clutch. An aroma that I know so well and have come to love. My gift of you is in this quiet moment of just us. I open my eyes and lick my lips, devouring every drop as I sip the warmth of my thoughts. I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. And that's that piece. So anyway, okay, clap, clap, snap, snap, Flavor Red a piece. So is anybody else going to step to the mic and read a piece for me and everybody else? The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Tonight's topic is passion, and I'd love to hear what your definition of passion is. Let me scroll up my list. Let's see what I can come up with to play for you. What would be considered passion? You know what? Maybe we could consider this passion. This is Julie Dexter out of the ATL, and this piece is called Sunrise.
Not to let it show.
Julie Dexter out of the ATL with her piece called Sunrise. I'm not going to open up the line, but I'm going to tease a family member of mine. They were on the line right when I started my piece, and this person has never heard me read before or do a piece. And then they hung up, and then they came back, and I wasn't on anymore. So you know what? You missed out. You missed out on Flava actually doing a piece, so. Anyway, is there any, yay, can I just say yay? Somebody actually is raising their hand, so let me click on the mic and bring them in. All right, caller from the 253, is this my girlfriend down there in Tacoma, Washington, Miss Deborah Renee?
Yes, it's me. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing very good. How are you, Deborah?
Oh, I'm great. I love the way you finished that poem off. It was beautiful. I heard it from last week, so I remember, and I was very impressed with the way you finished that off. It was beautiful.
So you really think it was okay?
No, it was more than okay. That was beautiful. You're like a seasoned poet.
Oh, girl, please. You're just being too kind to me.
No, it was beautiful. I liked it very much.
I guess, you know, when I write, I really don't know, like, if things sound finished or anything like that. Did it actually sound like it was a finished piece?
Oh, yeah, it definitely sounded finished, but it also sounded like you could even go even further if you wanted to, but it's beautiful the way it is also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you write well. I'm impressed.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you should start sharing your poetry.
Well, you know what? I sat on that for a couple weeks ever since Arrestus had called into my show and had said that, and so you know, then I wrote that little blurb. But you know, I hadn't been able to write, and I'll be honest with you, I just finished it less than 30 minutes ago. So I was like,
yeah,
okay,
that's pretty
do
impressive
I read it?
For you to
do I not?
Send it to not too long ago. I'm glad you did it.
Okay. Well, you know, Stephen texts me, and he's like, is this open mic night? And I'm like, yes, it is. I said, Stephen, I didn't finish my piece that I was going to maybe read tonight. And so I went ahead and said, okay, Susan, just sit down and see if you can finish it. So anyway, well, I'm glad you liked it. Thank you so much. I appreciate that since you're the one who's really the veteran artist here. So,
no, that's something that I would enjoy reading, and I found it very nice, very, very nice.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I take that as an amazing compliment coming from you. So I'm hoping that, you know, there are people hanging out on the phone. You are actually the first one to raise your hand, so I'm hoping maybe the others will also raise their hand. But if there's anybody listening and you'd like to step to the mic, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. So, my friend, do you have a piece that you want to step to the mic with?
I do, and the name of this is called Unquailed.
Okay.
The toss and turn of lust is enchanting. At times, as it beckons us to the shores of pleasure and unforeseen pain. Yet the seeds and passions teeming dead, they bloom and bloom again each season in the yearning of lonely hearts. You see, the undaunting flames of desire soar far and deep, consistently ravenous for the elixir of satisfaction, the infusion of fulfillment, and the soft, soft music of intimacy's applause. And as we stroll down this winding road, we flutter and flicker, unhurried, yet driven by the tempo of carnality's never-ending beat. It quickens and serenades our name as the unanswered of the unloved demands its due. This unyielding dance gives something, then nothing, leaving us stranded in the bleak wilderness of still wanting. Yet we try and try again to reach that pink, glistening pearl of unfounded bliss and home.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. I tried to stay along the lines of passion.
Well, since you chose the topic, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And I actually wrote this one specifically for this to read on the radio show.
Beautiful.
Created
so
just
gonna,
for your show.
I feel special. Well, so do you think you might record this one?
I think so. I might, you know, I could keep messing with it and reshaping it and reforming it to as close to what I consider perfection as possible. But I think it would be a good one to actually record. I got to get back to recording, so
right.
I'm starting to accumulate a few that I know I want to actually record. So,
okay.
Yeah, this will be one of them.
I think it should be one of them because I can definitely, I would love to hear it, but you know what? I think, I don't know how you would do it, though. You know, this one I think would be actually really a beautiful piece to have a video created for it. You know, in a sense, I almost visualize, you know, a dancer or something or whatever as you read. I've never experienced it, but I've heard of some open mics or shows where, you know, well, first of all, there's the kind that have the artist that paints or sketches while somebody's reading a poem. But I've heard of them where there's a dancer, like an interpretive dancer, behind the poets. And I just really kind of visualized that with that particular piece. But I think you definitely should record that. You know, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, don't you think that would be a good Did you see what Stephen put in the chat room?
I see.
Okay.
Well, I'll definitely connect with him and see what we can create with that that new piece, because it's definitely new.
I think you should. That would be amazing. Well, I don't know where our friend Orestes is. I was really hoping that he would call in tonight and, you know, do a piece with us. But, you know, I guess we've still got like an hour and 15 minutes. So you never know. He might show up. I don't know if you want to hang on the phone with me. I don't know if you want to spit another piece right now or if you want to come back later on and spit a piece.
I'm going to come back and find another good piece to share, definitely.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Deborah Renee, for calling in, and I love that piece, so I'm excited to see what you and Stephen are going to do with it.
All right. So I'll connect shortly.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Mama. All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right. So that's my girl, Deborah Renee, down there in Tacoma, Washington, a local Pacific Northwest spoken word artist, and I'm thrilled to have connected with her. And I have not met her in person, so one of these days, very, very soon, we had talked about, you know, having coffee, and we're going to just have to make that happen. I'm going to take you out to Philadelphia and play a piece by a very, very special friend of mine. He is somebody who I've been connected with for many, many years, and he would really... we're really trying to work it out that I can get out to Philadelphia for his jazz and poetry venue that he hosts every October. But this is my dear friend, Big Trigger, and I'm going to play his piece called Making Love.
As I look glaringly through your ocean-filled eyes, the portal to your enticing soul, I am captivated in your world. You own me. As my eyelids fall heavy and my eyes close, our spirits draw closer. Our bodies a warm fire that begin to become one as our lips gracefully embrace. We become dizzy, spinning through the stars, traveling through all of the heavens and earth, experiencing every beautiful place life has to offer. Our bodies begin to shiver as we are overwhelmed with spine-tingling chills, shocking our very essence. All the while, the passion burns every inch of our being. Our bodies move as though we are locked in slow motion, but our souls dance beyond the speed of light. Wrapped in your essence and aroma, I passionately caress your entire being. Your hands reach out, gripping my mind like a vice as my tongue soon begins to explore this enchanting land. While tasting your pure emotions, my ears tingle at your sultry sounds of ecstasy. Then, as I slowly ease our bodies together, you begin to claw through my back as the rapture hits and rips through your body. With every slow thrust, the passion and pleasure tear through your senses. Our souls complete and our bodies as one. My very essence tingles inside of you. Passion lies in this room, overflowing with the sound of our beating hearts. The aroma of your arousal fills the air with its sweetness. My eyes still closed, I feel your feathery touch caressing my mind and soul. I gasp as the blood races through. In the stillness, I begin to ride the wave, tumbling into your swells of ecstasy. Icy chills dance down my spine, beginning their journey towards that fire that dwells within. Pleasure rests in the corners of my imagination, causing my soul to sigh as ice meets fire upon the surface of desire. Thirst replete, my spirit returns to a sensuous repose. So, this is how one makes love.
All right, that was my dear friend Big Trigger out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with his piece, Our Moment. Again, I want to welcome everybody to Step to the Mic. This is an open mic where any genre, any type of poetry, spoken word, MC, singer, musician, comedian, hey, storyteller, anybody that wants to step to the mic definitely has the opportunity to do that tonight. It is a topic open mic, and tonight's topic is called passion. It's passion. I'm sitting here going through my papers and trying to see if there's something else that I can find of mine that might work for this, and, you know, I don't know, I'm coming across my dear friend Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn's pieces. I can't read his. I can't read, like, Romantic Blues, so I'm not even going to try. But anyway, if there's anybody that wants to step to the mic, please feel free to do so. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I just hate to just, like, read my own pieces and, you know, the ones that you've already heard, you know, a few times now because, you know, I don't have, like, too many. But let me scroll up my list. Let me see what I can come up with as far as something that we could consider passion. I'm going to take you back down to California and play another dear friend of mine. This is Robert G., and I'm going to play his piece, I Really Miss Your Love.
Been sitting on the side of my bed, just staring, glaring at the place where you laid your head. I'm looking at the clock as lonely hours pass me by, but you're not here and I don't even know the reason why. All I know is what if you're not alone? Oh, oh, oh.
Remember that.
And I can't go out like that, but I really miss you all the time. Every time I think about it, I just can't. get you out of my mind. I wish that we could give it one more try.
Robert G. with this piece, I Really Miss Your Love. So again, tonight is Step to the Mic on Flavor News Radio. The topic is passion. So if you have a piece that you'd like to spit, please feel free to call in to 347-857-1189. And the topic, passion, I know it can be just a very, very broad range of what a definition of passion might be. I'm going to go ahead and read another piece. This is a piece that I wrote back in 2008, and this was after a very, very devastating experience I went through. I wrote this, and so it's called I Allowed You to Give Me Life and Cause My Death. Once I could close my eyes and feel your touch, hear a voice that loved and cared for me, know a presence that brought me comfort, a time I thought I would never forget. Today, things have taken a turn, and those feelings of peace no longer exist. For me, with you, I have seen a monster, heard a tone and felt the words of a dagger piercing my soul, causing me to die. I try to catch my breath, hold on to the beauty that was once felt, no longer able to find it in this space. The space of my new existence, the blood still flows through my veins, and no pulse is felt in my heart of hearts. Those few moments put a stop to what I came to know in us. Life changes. Things happen. Even in love, knowing the beauty and now the pain, wondering if we were meant to be, our joining of the hips slowly is unable to be cemented by the glue, and now it is merely feels like we came only in a place and time. Just for that moment. As the sun rises and sets, I hope that my heart will heal, and in the memories of that beginning will bring a smile to my face, no longer feeling the piercing of the daggers that took my life, only knowing the touch of the one I fell in love with. Until that time comes, I hold on to the visions that pass me by, knowing that I'm still on this planet called life, breathing a shallow existence, desiring the safety and joy I once felt in the presence of you, knowing that I might have to find it elsewhere. I died in your arms yesterday, praying for new life today just for myself, not knowing if I will still know you when I wake. And right now it doesn't matter. It's in the hands of time, and with that comes a new sense of peace. And that's that peace. By Lady Flavor. So anyway, again, this is Step to the Mic. The topic is passion. The call-in number is 347 857 1189. Let's see what I can scroll down my list and find again to play for you until the next caller wants to call in. Let's see, what direction should I go? You know what? I'm going to play a piece by Carter Anderson out of Baltimore, Maryland, and this is called I Apologize.
Your anger's too strong. I need this change.
That was Carter Anderson out of Baltimore, Maryland, with his piece called I Apologize. I think that when you say the word passion, I think that, again, that it can bring up all kinds of things. And you know, one of those things you can be very, very passionate about, you know, feeling bad and apologizing, or feeling strongly and passionate about a certain topic, or you know, something that you advocate for or against, or if it's about love, the passion that you feel in being in love or falling out of love, or, you know, all of that. And so, you know, feel free to step to the mic. There's several people on the phone listening. My girl's back. She's raised her hand. But if anybody else wants to call in and step to the mic besides Deborah and I, please feel free to. The caller number is 347-857-1189. But otherwise, I do really appreciate the fact that you are listening on the phone and listening live in the wings and hanging out in the chat room. That's a beautiful thing also. So welcome back to Step to the Mic, Deborah.
Hello, I'm back again.
It might be just you and I tonight.
Yeah, it seems like it, but that's okay. You know, we're both very creative people, so I don't mind.
All right.
I had heard you mention earlier about Alvin Lloyd. Now,
mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, I met Alvin here at one of the open mics here in Tacoma, and he was
okay.
The first person that I ever did an open mic with music in the background.
Okay.
Also, he was the first person that I ever actually recorded my voice with, because I felt pretty comfortable. I mean, you know, I'm kind of shy, but I felt pretty comfortable around Alvin. And so this particular poem that I'm getting ready to read is a poem that I actually originally read to him, and he recorded my voice, and that was the first time I actually heard my voice recorded doing a poem. So this poem is sentimental to me.
All right.
And the name of it is Wildflower Meadow.
Okay.
There is a wildflower meadow where again we will meet, then lie down on a bed of soft flowers, where the quiet breeze is scented by beauty. Underneath the sun's brilliance, there are stories to be shared. Let's hold hands and listen closely before our two worlds cease to touch again. The bird song is lovely, caressing our hearts, enchanting us with melodies of peace while gazing at rainbows. Harmony soothes our woes, and the world is forgotten, momentarily suspended in a place where tears are never cried, hearts are never broken, and love never dies. End poem.
That's beautiful.
I like that poem. I actually, not in front of other people, but at home, I sing that poem.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds beautiful. It's just one of my favorite poems, and I sing it, but I haven't sang it in front of anybody or to anyone. But yeah, I like that poem, so I'm glad you liked it also. I hope other people like it.
I think that it creates a visual too, you know, and I think that's the beauty in this one, is that, you know, it, you could sit here and close your eyes and listen to it, but you can also, you know, even with your eyes closed, visualize, you know, as
mm-hmm.
you hear it. So I think that's another one you ought to, like, you know, talk to Mr. Ferguson about.
We'll add it to
the
list.
All the work, huh?
I don't mind. I love writing poetry. And actually, you know, romance, passion, those are my very favorite subjects. But I have to try and push myself away from it sometime and expand and write on other subjects. But that is my favorite.
So do you think it's not a good thing for an artist, or it's not a good thing for you to just get stuck in a certain genre of poetry?
Yeah, I mean, just for to me, I think it's 'cause I always want to be growing and evolving instead of being stuck in that one place.
Okay.
You know, so we have to, to me, I mean, I'm like that with work also. I have to push myself out there and say, okay, you need to move to the next level and keep building and keep becoming, you know, better at whatever you might be doing. So I don't like to stand still.
I can respect
that. But that's
just
my opinion. You know, I'm sure other people probably look at it differently, you know.
Well, I think that when we as the fans of the artists experience an artist and we get used to a certain type of genre that they perform, for me, it's always a pleasure to hear something different just because it's just like a shocker. You know, it's not something that you're expecting. I have a funny story that one day, 60, the messenger was, I don't think he was hosting this particular night at Flava. I think he just came to perform. And, you know, normally he does like melancholy whispers or, you know, things that are a little maybe more militant or you just really life-based. He did this piece called Tip of My Tongue, and I just, like, almost fell out because it was just something I had never heard him do anything like that, you know. And I was like, you know, normally, like, women would come to the coffee shop and they get to twitching in their seats when Alvin does a piece. But when Six Deep did it, it was like, oh, my goodness, you did not just do that. And it was so funny. And I know he was just tickled by the reactions because people were really, really reacting to the fact that he did something like that. But it was amazing. It was amazing, but it was so out of the character.
Yeah, he definitely reaches you with his words and his voice. It's just amazing. 6D, I would love to be as good as he is in front of an audience.
Right. I don't know if you had the opportunity. I posted it up today, but there is an audio book that Six Deep is the voice for, and it's called Morning Thieves, and I posted it up as an event today. So I would really honestly encourage you or anybody who's listening to the show to click on that link and at your leisure go and listen to it. It's on chapter 17 now. You know, but I would start, you know, at chapter 1. And listen, Elijah, Six Deep the Messenger, does an amazing job on this book. I mean, his voice and how he uses the voice and everything, he is, and each chapter that you hear him, it's almost like he gets better and better. So I would really, really encourage anybody to, you know, go check that
out.
Yeah,
I would definitely check it out.
But you know what, Miss Deborah, I think a friend has finally called in to join us. Mr. Arrestus, is this you?
This is I. How are you, Lady Flava?
Oh, well, you know what? I've been sitting here just waiting for you.
Oh, man, I just got home from a hard day at work, you know. So you're the first thing that I did when I came in the door, so just jumped online. I'm sorry I missed out on what was probably said earlier, but yeah, I'm here for you.
Okay. Well, you know, unfortunately, you missed me read my coffee piece.
Oh man, you know what? I'll have to check the recording later on.
Yeah, you'll have to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, I finished it right before the show, and so I think it's finished at least. And so, yeah, you missed it. That's okay. And you missed, you know, you missed Deborah earlier, too.
Oh,
that's okay.
Man. Yeah.
No.
I apologize. Yeah.
That's all right. We forgive you. You're here now. That's all that matters.
Yes, I'm here now.
So do you have a piece for us? Are you feeling up to doing it, or you want to just chill for a bit since you just got home?
Of course. I always have material for you. Always, always.
Okay.
Never leave home without it.
Okay.
Yeah. This one's titled Stimulation. Join me through these evolutionary times, and let me stimulate your mind. My intellectual queen, the essence of your soul, gives me the power to combine reality to the faces of men who are blind, not able to identify what it is that I can see. You are the passion that I feel when the ocean waters crowd my space. You are the rapture between two lovers standing still, face to face. You are the brightest shine to my sun throughout this mystical place, as this life has no meaning without you to embrace. As an oasis, you appear to be a mirage not clear to see or touch, extracted from the canvas of a masterpiece. Intimidation becomes too much. Blessed with beauty, an angel cast down from heaven, save this miserable man trapped in denial of being taken towards his 1,000 step of emotional freedom. So as I commit to thee, spiritually and divine, to truth and what I speak, it should stimulate your mind. End of poem.
Wow. That's powerful.
Stimulation. You like
stimulation.
That?
Yeah, I do like that.
All right, all
like
right.
That.
Thank you.
It's interesting to me how different people can, interpret, words and how they use words to put them together. And, in a sense, I think a lot of times for us as the listeners, you might start out with a whole different process of what you're thinking, and how we receive it is something maybe very different. But, I think that is a great title, for that piece. So it's, yeah, very, very nice.
Thank you.
Deborah Renee says she's going to come back with another one. She hung up. She's going to come back with another one. So, yeah, I'm kind of sad that you missed my piece. But, it's okay.
Aww.
It's all right. Maybe it was an Orestes piece, huh?
Maybe you could do it for me again, if you don't mind.
All right. All right. You twisted my arm. Okay, this is just for you, since you were the source of this particular piece.
All right.
Okay. I called it Flavor's Coffee.
I remember.
You said I would have liked it. Don't make me blush. It was easier reason than it's nobody.
reach your level.
Flavor's Coffee. He said I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Dark and rich, with just the right amount of creamy crema to savor, as melodic jazzy sounds are heard in the distance. Visions of what could have been, or is it, what could be, as I, without thought, grind the beans to a perfect texture. Swirling in the flavor of my own thoughts, I remember experiencing you, a flow of perfection, tone piercing my soul, words that spoiled my heart, and then I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Temperatures reaching the right degree, coming to a halt as I turn off the valve, pouring the beautiful liquids into a vessel perfect for your clutch. An aroma that I know so well and come to love, my gift to you in this quiet moment of just us. I open my eyes and lick my lips, devouring every drop as I sip the warmth of my thoughts. I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. And that's that piece.
Nice. Very nice. Look at you. You have talent. What are you talking about? I'm not a writer. You have some serious talent. I like that.
Thank
I like
you.
That. I really like that. Good job. Good job.
I was asking Deborah if she thought it sounded like it was finished or not.
It's one of those pieces that you can be a little bit more... you can make it long or short if you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a universal
piece.
Same thing. Yeah, you know, it's. I think it has a good length to it,
mm-hmm.
and I like that you kept with the same topic throughout the whole poem. You know,
right.
Didn't jump around. And I like that. And the metaphor you use quite well, I got to say this.
No, thank you. Well, I finished it like 30 minutes before the show tonight, and I thought, okay, maybe I'll read it tonight or whatever. So that might be my second piece, you know, because Penetrate My Soul is my, like, first piece. That's the one I really claim. And then maybe I'll claim this one, but... Well, thank you for your kind words. I appreciate it. you were the source of why I wrote that one, because of off of something that you had said on a show. So,
So
do you have another piece that you want to share with us?
Sure, I can. Let's see. Have I done Poetry in All of Its Splendor? Have you heard that one from me before?
I'm not thinking I have.
Hmm.
If I have, let's do it again if you have.
Okay. I'll definitely do that one again.
Okay.
Poetry in All of Its Splendor. What is poetry? What is spoken word? What is the language behind the philosophy never heard? What if we never spoke, absent of the tongue, brain no longer functioning, becoming headstrong? Would you deteriorate into dust, lost in the sand of time, not comprehend the words of this literature as they have been defined, but yet refined like age? Old alcohol running through the bloodstream, elevating your mind. Poets can be distinctive. Poets can be creative. Poets can be on a different level, but yet stay innovative. Spoken word is an artistic expression. Spoken word lies deep in the mind of inceptions, thoughts generated, responses captivated, drawing the audience into another dimension. Philosophy must be quoted. Through my pen, philosophy must be noted. Through the eyes of this poet, philosophy must be devoted. Like Moses, I will carry the stone embedded in it, who has shown that this poet in all of his splendor shall forever occupy his throne. Poetry in all of its splendor, in the poem.
Hmm. That's amazing, too. Now tell me this. What do you define poetry in, and how do you define poetry, and how do you define spoken word?
Well, I think they're on the same level, but I think they're totally different than themselves. Spoken word... is more life expression, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of topics you can touch on. I think spoken word is more expressive than poetry.
Right.
Poetry in itself can be simple, not as expressive as spoken word, but simple in a way where you're trying to get your point across in a way where it's not too hard or not too deep to understand. But spoken word is more, it's kind of like a new age form of poetry, I believe.
Right.
I hope I didn't confuse you on that.
No. And see, it's interesting, you know, what people's definitions are. And I've heard some really interesting debates behind it. But, you know, I would, in a sense, agree with you. I think that poetry is a little bit more simplistic. It can be, you can recite it or read it, and it's there isn't, you know, it can still have its own beauty. And
right.
You can still have an appreciation for it. You know, but when it comes to spoken word, I consider it, you know, more of a performance piece. You know,
yes.
There are some that just know how to use their voice when
yes.
they perform the words. I think there's also a different way of writing it. There isn't necessarily a certain way of writing the words when it comes to spoken word. More so it's played off of how you say it. You know,
right.
And so, you know, I've seen spoken word artists that are actually very dramatic, too, when you see them in person. They, you know, they're
exactly.
kind of moving a lot as they
yeah.
perform the words, you know. So I was just curious, you know, especially since you use both in that particular piece, you know, what your definition of spoken word and poetry was. So
I was coming up to I was coming. Sorry to cut you off there.
No, you're fine.
I was
coming off.
I was coming off stage from a performance before, and uh-huh. I had a fan that came up to me. She says, "I like the pieces that you just did. What form of poetry is that?" And I didn't have a direct answer for her. So I said, you know, it's kind of like expressive poetry. And then, you know, I thought about it a little bit more later on, and I said, you know what? This is spoken word, what I'm doing, you know? Because like what you mentioned, it's more like a you could put more of a theater performance with what
right.
you're seeing. Especially when it comes to performing with a band or in theater, you know, it becomes more than just poetry. You're actually entering a new dimension there, and you're not just using words to get your cross the point. You know, it could be a scene, it could be music, or it could be. That physical expression that you're trying to get across. So, yeah, it's awesome.
I think it is awesome. And I always admire people who just really know how to take those words and put life into them and capture the audience. I'm not going to say that poetry is boring, you know, but because a lot of times poets are kind of monotone, you know, and it can, like, if you listen to a lot of it or whatever, it can, in a sense, lose you. But I think
right.
with the dramatics and the theatrics of using of the voice and spoken word, it definitely can command attention. And I think that's kind of exciting, you know, for me to experience that. So I really want to see you perform in person, because I believe that you were probably pretty dynamic up there on the stage.
I try to be, you know, I get into my pieces
mm-hmm.
because my pieces, I don't just write, you know, I write because I feel something, and most of the things that I write are about my life experiences, you know, and
okay.
they're real. So if you put all my pieces together, it's kind of like a mini bio of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I can be walking to the store and I meet someone who just, like it's just totally awesome. Let's say a Vietnam vet that, you know, I've actually met someone who was a war hero, and I named the poem "Soldier of Fortune" after him. Yeah, it's a very special poem because me myself, I'm a veteran, and I could relate a lot with what he was telling me, and that really moved me. And when I got home, I just started writing.
I can definitely understand that. And I think that I was asking Deborah before if she, you know, she said that generally she writes, you know, around romance and, you know, passion, around basically love in a sense, you know, but she's trying to push herself to write outside of, you know, that type of genre. But it appears that you, yourself, you are very, very diverse with your style of writings and subjects.
I try to be. When I first started off, it was more the same as Deborah. I started writing mostly about love, and I started writing about passion and romance, that sort of thing. So I have much more of those poems than I have any other type of subjects. But when I started performing at the band more, those go a lot with the band, and it was easy for them to gig behind it. But when I started doing something a little bit more diverse, different, I entitled one subject "Lessons Learned" or "Politically Correct." Those are two other things that I like writing about, and it's kind of like. That's where more of the spoken word part of what I do kind of stands out from it all. And I like being diverse. I like writing about diverse things.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you, out of curiosity, are you one of those artists that when you go to an open mic, you kind of scan the crowd and pay attention to maybe what people are feeling from the previous performers to then determine what you're going to do, or are you one that goes in already with something in mind?
I'm always prepared, but I'm the type of person that I like to sit back and observe, and I like to feed off of the positive energy that I see before me. So I'll let others go before me and just get that inspiration from them, and then I'll go up and do my piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how often do you actually get out and perform?
Well, lately I've been held back with some trials and tribulations, but once I get through what I'm going through, I'm gonna get back out there. I was actually performing in L.A. I was performing in Atlanta, and I miss performing in those spots, and I want to get back out there and do what I need to do to get myself out there. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally understand. I know my dear friend Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, he loves being on stage, but, you know, he's performed down in Vegas, and he has some special places he really, really digs performing in the Bay Area. And
nice.
I know that, you know, I would imagine that it must be, you know, different to get in front of a crowd, you know, in a different area than where you're from.
Yes. I have to say that there are some pretty heavy hitters down in Atlanta. When I went down there for the first time to perform, oh my goodness, yeah, they have some pretty, pretty talented, expressive poets that get on stage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Yeah, I know. Oh, and he had also performed out in New York. He said New York's a very hard crowd because they'll definitely let you know whether they like you or not.
Oh, yes.
They don't hide that, so I
guess
that
would be a little
too intimidating. But.
Hey, yeah, maybe I need to go to New York and see where that the East Coast thinks about my technique.
maybe you do. I have some spoken word artist friends out there, so if you ever go that way, I can definitely connect you with them and have them, take you to a spot or two so you could experience it. But I guess if you're from there, maybe you're kind of used to that type of style of audience or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I think it would be interesting. I'm hoping one day to go out there and actually, experience it in person just because I do want to see, what it's like or whatever. But, so I don't know if, I had gotten a hint that maybe, Stephen Jerome Ferguson was going to call in, but, it appears that he's just going to hang out in the chat room and hang with us. I want to welcome Thinking Caveman TC to the chat room. He's who I was talking about earlier in the show, who has the podcast called Morning Thieves. And there's an amazing spoken word artist out of Tacoma, Six Deep the Messenger, who is actually the voice, Elijah Muid, who is the voice for Thinking Caveman's audio book. And they're on chapter 17. It's amazing. I mean, I really encourage people to go check it out. I did post it up as an event link. You can go and listen, at your leisure, but I think that you would really, really enjoy it. And I think that it takes literature to a different level to actually hear a voice put to the word. So,
nice.
Welcome to the chat room, Thinking Caveman TC, and you are so very welcome. And, me helping you spread the word about what you're doing. I believe that Deborah Renee is calling back in. I don't see her number lit up yet. And I want to thank those that have been hanging out on the phone, listening live. I think, Kevin, you missed a Rustus reading because I think you called in after he finished. So anyway, maybe Rustus will do another piece. Your buddy Kevin's hanging out on the phone.
Oh, what's up, Kevin? Yeah, I'll definitely do another one if you want me to. Is Kevin online now?
Let's open up his line even though he doesn't have it raised. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
How you guys doing?
Didn't you call in to perform? Weren't you going to play the guitar or something?
Rustus, are you ready? Are you ready to spit one right now?
I'm ready, man.
Okay, let's go.
Are you going to play?
We're going to do it right now.
Behind him?
I got one
for that one, Kevin. Yeah.
You better check your king because she's coming home with me. You better check yourself because she's coming home with me. I got beside myself and I knew I was wrong. Brain on the alcohol, one shot too many of that Patron. Dominating curves. She's got my mind thrown. Slammed against the concrete like a medieval peasant being stoned. So you better check your game because she's coming home with you. Standing alone is more game as I can put it. But that sensual smell will arouse any curiosity. confident but cocky I was, but eager to dissect her chemistry. So you better check your game, because she's coming home with me. Imagine the fire that seemed so hot, both the cards that were played on the spot. You got out of character and forgot that my forthcoming was reality or not. So you better check your game, because she's coming home with me.
I like that.
Well, I hit a clam there.
I like that too. Maybe you need to become the house musician, Kevin.
Yeah.
Maybe we should.
Yes.
That was very cool. Very nice.
I like that.
All right then.
Okay, all right. Nice.
Well,
I'm glad I opened up your.
Something on there.
Okay, Deborah Renee said that was a very unique flow.
Oh, thank you, Deborah.
So, so Deborah, are you going to call in before the show is over and do another piece? Or are you done for the night? You know, we got like about 20 minutes left to the show, so you definitely have time. You never know. Maybe, maybe Kevin will play behind you, or you never know. Maybe we can get Stephen Jerome Ferguson to call in, too, and play. Hint, hint. But anyway, so I want to welcome everybody to the last 20 minutes of Step to the Mic. Tonight's subject is passion, but you know a lot of times I'm thinking, even though we throw a subject out there, I think that we're going to end up kind of straying from that, which I'm really, really cool with. I'm just easygoing, and it's like, you know, whatever happens is magic anyhow. So my girlfriend, Deborah Renee, is back on the line with us. So what did you think of Orestes and Kevin doing their thing together?
Oh, that was great. Very unique. Outstanding.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I have one more to share tonight.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. This one is, the name of it is Dear Leper.
Hey, Kevin, can you play behind that one?
That's up to her. I would love to.
All right, so here we go.
So you want Kevin to play behind? Oh, I'm sorry. Deborah, did you want Kevin to play behind you?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
All right, do your thing. I'll follow you.
Okay. Dear lover, I miss you. I hope my words find you still warm and beautiful. Please excuse my somber musing and feel the explicity of my loving sentiments as I reach out to you with my soul. My heartbeat croons the melody of your name constantly. I am thirsty for the lifeblood of your spirit. Dear lover, in your absence, the flames of my desire grow ever more, becoming more fierce with each day, more lovely in its rage. My body forgets not those moments of thick pleasure, the entity of us moving in synchronized rhythm and motion, getting closer and closer, one touch, one kiss at a time, together reaching the sublime of fulfillment. I crave those very moments from the deepest corners of my soul, from the beginning of time. Dear lover, in the bliss of each day, always filling these depressing hollowness, my yearning is always breathing, shadowing me through every minute, every hour, blocking out my sun, blocking out my hope. Know that on the emptiest days, I close my eyes,
straining to hear your warm whispers, willing you back into my arms again, hoping somehow you hear my pleas. Dear lover, my lips are parched and dry for the sweetness of your kiss, desperately hungry for your love, the heat, the tension, the passion once shared, I beg to endure again. Yet all that the winds blow my way is melancholy breezes, simply teasing my senses with spiritless silence. And again I slumber in solitary abode, trembling with cold. Your stated love shuns me with time and distance, yet I am lost and suffering in this bleak vow, lingering on the edge full of tears, wanting you, missing you more than ever before. End poem.
I like it. I like the softness of your voice and how you flow through the words so gracefully. I think that's beautiful.
No, I hope it sounded right, because I felt like I kind of messed up in there once or twice.
I would have never known. I would have never known.
Oh, okay.
Good job, Kevin.
Keep it together.
Yeah, your voice flowed well with the guitar. The guitar is very, very kind of sweet and mellow, and it's on the same level as your voice. What do you think, Lady Flavor?
I thought it was beautiful. I'm sorry I had the phone muted because my granddaughter went into a crying fit in the background. I'm like, okay, poor timing, Kimora. But I thought that it was beautiful, and I agree with Orestes that, with the guitar in the background and all, I think that it just kind of added a different element to it, and I think it's beautiful. I also could hear, a stand-up bass, being played behind that also, which I think would be amazing. But, I think that's a beautiful thing.
I
think
you.
Well, that's great, because I didn't hear the music at all.
Oh, okay. It'll be interesting, to go back and listen to.
Yeah, I'll hear from a different, because I mute it, so I don't hear anything, and I just kind of go with the flow of my own voice, and so he matched it well, sounds like.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll have to definitely go back and check out the archives and just, hear it all together. I have to tell you that sometimes, when I'm on the phone and then I go back and I listen to the archives of a show, it definitely takes things to a different level for me, and I'm able to really, really concentrate on what I'm hearing versus, watching the phone board and everything else that's going on over here. So I thought that was amazing. I'm so excited, Kevin, that you weren't upset that I opened up your phone line.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's all right. You're the only one that can do that.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to remember that. Even though, see, you should have called in earlier, so you could have.
You know what? I really
am.
I have flipped my mind, and but I'm glad I caught the latter part of it anyway.
No, I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. It's like
I know you are.
It's one of those nights. It was like, okay, is anybody else going to come? Should I just read a piece? For those that are sitting on the phone. And see if we can motivate somebody to raise their hand or something. It was one of those slow nights. It was slow, so.
Really?
Nice, though, if Lady Flavor would read that poem again.
See, we like
time?
The poem. Yeah, like it.
I have to read it a third time?
We really like it.
But y'all
that shows how good it
like,
is.
Yeah, okay. y'all just...
we like it. We definitely like it.
Oh, Okay. This is interesting to me. You know, it takes a lot of courage for me to just do something anyhow. So. Well,
Is Lady Flavor going to spit right now?
She is, man. You should listen to this.
Do it.
It's
you
on fire.
Come on.
Okay, so are you? So does this mean you're gonna? Are you gonna? I know it. I'm like, oh my God, can I even read now? I'm sitting here like,
yes,
no, okay. So Kevin, are you gonna play behind me?
Absolutely, I would be honored.
Nice.
That would be great. I would love to hear that.
I have no rhythm or rhyme to play behind you.
Okay.
Y'all are just, oh, my God, I don't even know how to do this. Okay, this is my third time performing this tonight. But, you know, hey, I guess I'm reading it for anybody who wants to hear it, and apparently people want to hear it. So, anyway, this is called Flava's Coffee. He said I would like to have drank your coffee. Dark and rich, with just the right amount of creamy crema to savor as melodic jazzy sounds are heard in the distance. Visions of what could have been, or is it what could be, as I, without thought, grind the beans to a perfect texture. Swirling in the flavor of my own thoughts, I remember experiencing you, a flow of perfection, tone piercing my soul, words that spoiled my heart, and then I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Temperatures reaching the right degree, coming to a halt as I turn off the valve, pouring the beautiful liquids into a vessel perfect for your clutch. An aroma that I know so well and have come to love, my gift to you in this quiet moment of just us. I open my eyes and lick my lips, devouring every drop as I sip the warmth of my thoughts. And I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Okay.
Nice. I love it. Yeah, she said grind the beans to a perfect texture. I love it. Awesome.
Well, see, now y'all made me retire my new piece one night. One night. Three times.
That's a good piece, Flavor. That you got to admit. That's good. That's very good. You know, it's unique. You know, it is so unique. Good job.
Well, I guess that's what happens when you own a coffee shop, huh?
That's what happens. Wow. Can you get Mr. Ferguson online?
Mr. Ferguson has not called in. He's just hanging out in the chat room.
What's up, Steven?
He's hanging. Steven,
yeah.
We've got like, you know, 7 minutes left in the show. So are you going to call in by chance? Everybody at least wants to hear your voice.
Like, you're being requested.
You know what? He's probably making coffee right now.
He might be making coffee. Because he's sleeping in the chat room. So he needs some coffee.
Yes.
Anyway. Well, this was fun tonight. This was fun. Y'all just put the pressure on me. I was much better when I read it for hardly anybody at the beginning of the show. Interesting. How did I end up reading a piece 3 times in a show? So.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Okay. All right.
Definitely.
So we have like 6 minutes left of the show. Is it Deborah or Russus or Kevin or the three of you? Did Deborah? She left me again. Okay, she hung up. So it's just Russus and Kevin on the line with me now. So Do you want to do another piece together?
Sure. I'll do one just for you. How's that?
Okay.
What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear some? You want to hear some love?
Well, you know what?
Pieces?
Kevin hung up.
Kevin hung up. Wow.
All right. It's just you and me.
Oh man.
Yeah. That's all right. Oh well. What can I say? You can do whatever you would like to do.
I want to do a piece that I haven't done in a while. It's one of my first love pieces. It's called Heavenly Body. It's a very special piece. It goes, on this night, the stars have aligned. As I glanced from afar, I knew that one day that you would be mine. With much confidence, I made my approach with ease, carefully choosing my words for my lady to be pleased. Like a beautiful songbird, your voice came to me. Mesmerized by the look in your eyes, I began to believe. My conscience repeated, could this be the one to change your life? Changing my life for the better, to become my wife. Taking this leap of faith with this decision that I've made. A courageous thought came over me to romance my lady to a beautiful serenade. Seductively rotating in the motion that is so radiant. Your beauty and grace, so stunning and immaculate, surpasses all of the others with much relevance. So as the moon shined and dimmed to this last hour, my wondering mind approached your lips to savor and devour. Remembering these precious moments as if they were eternity. The stars have aligned, my lady. Be with me exclusively. In this poem.
Aw. Oh, that was beautiful.
You
I want
like
somebody
that one?
To write it. I do. I want somebody to write something like that for me. I do. You know, I think that's the thing about when music or poetry, spoken word, literature or whatever, you know, it definitely can hit emotions. It can make you feel something. And there are definitely artists out there that I've been blessed to experience that I say at the age of now 51, I want to fall in love again. I want somebody to feel like that about me.
Oh, you know, yeah, I definitely feel you on that. And you hit it right on the point there. That piece was actually written because of a special moment in my life, and it's, you know, came and gone, but every time I look at it, it reminds me of that
mm-hmm.
point in time. So yeah, awesome. Yeah, you know, I really like how poetry unites. It brings together people, you know, it just brings people on that page, you know.
Right.
It's kind of hard to explain, but it's like a spiritual emotion, you know, that you're feeling with the audience, or you're feeling with people during that point in time when you're trying to get your expression out. You know, it's kind of like that connection there. You know, it's very hard to explain, but yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing, and I think that, I mean, you just never know how those words, you know, will make the whoever is experiencing you, the receiver, you know, feel. And, you know, again, you know, somebody like myself who's not in a relationship, who's older, you know, it doesn't mean that we, you know, somebody like myself doesn't desire, you know, to, you know, have feelings or passion, you know, in my world or whatever, you know, and I get so wrapped up in being Lady Flava and Grandma, you know, sometimes. Sometimes I forget the fact that I'm actually a woman, you know, or whatever.
Yes.
So it's pieces like that. That's beautiful. I really, really appreciate, you know, you sharing that particular piece, but all of the pieces, because they're all very, very different. And, you know, they're something that, you know, I think the beautiful thing about you, especially, Deborah had tried to call back in, but she fell off the line. But I think especially with you, Orestes, is because you are diverse. So you have something that I think can reach just anybody, you know, that, you know, has the opportunity to come out and experience you. So that's a beautiful thing. So, you know, we've come to the end of the show, and I think, if you don't mind, I'm going to read my signature piece, because I think that it really, really encompasses what I feel about artists and how much, you know, I really love and appreciate you guys and what you bring and how I've had the blessing of being able to experience all of you. So I'm going to close out the show. I'm going to close out the show today with my, what I call my signature piece, You Penetrate My Soul. Have you heard me do this, Orestes?
I haven't, so I'm all ears. I'm excited.
Oh, okay. All right. This is the piece I call my only piece. Now I have two pieces, huh? This is called You Penetrate My Soul. My poet friend, I'm sorry, I started on the wrong piece, page. Okay, You Penetrate My Soul. You penetrate my soul with your words, the smoothness of your voice, closing my eyes, feeling the vibe of the tones touching my ears, traveling to my inner self, my soul. You penetrate my soul as the rise and fall of your song tells me a story of you, of me, of we, of she or he, taking me at times inside myself or places I have never seen before. You penetrate my soul, challenging my mind, causing me to remember the pains of a forgotten time, seeing pictures of sadness, holding hands with a forgotten loved one, grasping on for dear life, wanting to save while needing to be saved myself. You penetrate my soul. I don't know you in person, but you have touched me, bringing tears of joy, causing death or rebirth, pushing me to be better, knowing me when you don't know me at all, and you come to me through your words. Yes, I know you. You penetrate my soul, my poet friend, painting pictures of beauty with your words, describing love or a sexual energy, causing my eyes to roll up into my head, longing for that touch of your words over and over and over again. Never take them away from me, for you are my true passion. You give me life. You penetrate my soul. I feed off your rhythm and rhymes, allowing me to sit here, hear you, see into you as you see into me, and you don't even know me, or do you? I dance. We dance as the flow is shared, causing my movements to increase and decrease, inflections hitting the right spot, and I stop. Not because your words came to an end, because you penetrated my soul. You penetrate my soul, and at that moment, at that special time, we became one. From your words of your soul, sharing, feeling, growing, learning, loving, you, my poet friend, you penetrate my soul, and at that point, we did become one. You penetrate my soul with words, tools of rhythm and rhyme, inflections and tones, a song, a story, telling of life, of you, of me, of we. And I thank you. I really thank you, my poet friend, for penetrating my soul today and always. So that is for you, Orestes. I want to thank you so much for sharing with us tonight and sharing with us every time you call into one of my radio shows. It's something very, very special to me, and I don't take that for granted.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That was a beautiful piece. If that was your signature piece, you are very talented. Those two pieces that you did for us tonight, awesome. awesome.
Thank you so much. So now I have two pieces,
yes.
And the one piece just got retired tonight because it was performed three times.
Retire. Frame it. Nice.
So,
thank
you.
I didn't have
an opportunity to ask anybody else. So since you were on the phone, whether you're able to come next Wednesday or not, why don't you pick the subject for next week's show?
You know, I was reading in the chat room. Deborah, she thought politics would be a nice little subject line.
Okay.
I want to concur on that one, because I think right now with what's going on with the world, I'm kind of curious to see people's different versions of pieces they would bring to the table when it comes to politics. And that's one of my strong subjects I love to write about. So I'm willing to put it out there and just say, hey, you guys bring all of your pieces to the table. I want to hear what you got to say.
All right. Well, you heard it said by Orestes out of Seattle, Washington. And next week's topic is going to be politics. You know, we'll see
what
you come to the table with that. Definitely come back, help spread the word. This is not just for spoken word artists or poets. In the past, we have had singers call into the show, and we've had, you know, musicians play. Kevin played tonight, Deborah and Orestes. And so, you know, this is open to MCs, even comedians, storytellers, whoever would like to step to the mic. So come back every Wednesday. We've got a topic for you, and the mic is definitely available to all who call in. Thank you so much, Orestes, for sharing this time with me. I want to thank Deborah Renee for calling in and for your love and support, and definitely to TC, Thinking Caveman, and even Jerome Ferguson for hanging out in the chat room. And to those that hung out on the phone line, thank you so much. You make this all worthwhile for me. So take care, God bless, and until we meet again.
You too. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night.